On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria bereik 'n maksimum van 27 vanmiddag, Johannesburg 25, Rustenburg op na 28 grade.
Op die paaie, daar is 'n stilstaande motor, it's on the R24 eastbound at the ramp to OR Tambo.
'n Verdagte in 'n massa-skietvoorval in Atteridgeville, Pretoria op die 6de Desember. Sy vuurwapen is amptelik aan die misdaad gekoppel. 12 mense is dood en 13 beseer toe daar losgebrand is op die Salisville Hostel in die gebied. Die verdagte verskyn na verwagting vandag in die Polokwane Landdroshof, dit na op aanklagte van die besit van 'n onwettige vuurwapen en ammunisie, dis deur middel van ballistieke toetse aan die voorval gekoppel. Maar dis nie al nie.
And on Wednesday, the 31st of December, the same suspect will appear again before the Atteridgeville Magistrate Court on 12 counts of murder and 13 counts of attempted murder.
Dit was die woordvoerder vir die polisie, Athlenda Mate. Nou, die verdagte is een van drie persone van belang wat onlangs ter die polisie in Limpopo en Gauteng in hegtenis geneem is. Die Tshwane Metro sent tussen die sloer en die herstelwerk aan die Olifantsbos substasie is te wyte aan weersomstandighede. Die stad sê toegang tot die relevante infrastruktuur word weens modder bemoeilik. Intussen sit inwoners nou al bykans 4 dae lank sonder krag, woordvoerder Lindela Mashigo het meer.
Teams remain on site, continuing with cable installations where possible and working with the roads department to improve access.
En nuus uit die buiteland. Bangladesh se voormalige eerste minister en die eerste vroue eerste minister, Khalida Zia, is vandag dood in die ouderdom van 80. Sy het nog in November gesê, sy is gereed om haarself verkiesbaar te stel in volgende jaar se verkiesings, nadat haar grootste oppositie, Sheikh Hasina, uit die kussings gelig is. Sy is in November na die hospitaal gehaas, waar haar gesondheid eksponensieel agteruit gegaan het. 'N amptelike rouwtydperk van 3 dae is aangekondig. Terug op eie bodem, Bafana Bafana het vir die derde agter een volgende keer die Afrika beker toernooi se uitklop ronde gehaal. Die span het Zimbabwe gisterand 3-2 geklop, maar dit klink nie heeltemal asof die afrigter Hugo Broos bekommerd is nie, of eerder dat hy te opgewonde is hieroor nie.
We started very well till the moment we scored a goal, and then for one or another reason we made again the same mistakes as in the previous games, not taking the positions anymore. Yeah, and then you give the opportunity to the opponent to be dangerous.
Bafana Bafana is nou tweede in groep B met 6 punte, slegs 1 punt agter Egipte. En ons stel vandag die top 9 aanlyn nuus stories van 2025 af. Dis nou die stories wat die meeste aanlyn belangstelling uitgelok het. In die 8ste plek, die ijsige weer wat ons einde Mei ervaar het. Onthou die weerdienst het voorspel dat die maksimum temperatuur in Pretoria maar 15 sou wees. Intussen ervaar die noordelike dele van die land buitengewoon hoë reënval wat gaan duur tot die einde van April. En dan in nommer 7, City Power se besluit om kragmeters te audit. As jy onthou die kragverskaffer wat die akkuraatheid van kragmeters daar bepaal en enigiemand wat destyds geweier het om geaudit te word, kon tot R14,000 beboet word. Ek smaak net vir sy. Skakel in om 10:00 om te hoor watter stories op nommer 6 en nommer 5 staan.
All right, I'm actually going to give this one away. I'm not going to make you wait until 10, okay?
Thank you so much.
So, there is a hotel in Ibiza. Now, if you are planning a trip to Ibiza and you want to cut costs, you can get a hotel room free of charge. It's at the Paradiso 4-star Art Hotel.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah,
but then the catch. What is the catch?
Okay, here's the catch. It's called the Zero Suite, and the only thing you have to do to get this room for free is apply for it online, okay? And if you're lucky enough during the time that you're going to be in Ibiza, if you, it's basically a first come, first serve. You apply for it. Here's the catch, though.
Mm-hmm.
The room is made 100% from glass. The walls are completely glass. The door is completely glass. The room is located in the foyer of the hotel. The lights never go off, and every single person that walks in and out of the foyer of the hotel can see directly into your room. So I guess you would have to sleep with like an eye patch or something on to block out the light if you're sensitive to light. Nothing you do in the room will be hidden. Okay?
I can see how some people would want to do that. That's not me though, but I'm sure that some people would want to do that.
Okay, let me quickly tell you what's in the room, right?
Okay.
It's got a king size bed, bedside table. It's got a flat screen TV. It's got a bathroom area. And before you say, it is the only part of the room that has those fancy, like, you press a button and the glass dims, the glass tints. So nobody can see you going to the bathroom. But everything else you do in the room, sleeping, you could wake up and there could be a creepy person.